fascinating.
This is Shop Talk on American Airlines Patriots.com radio.
Those look great.
That's what I love.
Are you sure?
You gotta cinch them.
Yeah, we told you to cinch them.
Yeah, you just paper bag them out and cinch them.
Okay, you're just gonna cinch them and then you'll see.
You'll love them.
Shop Talk is your exclusive look behind the scenes of the Patriots Pro Shop.
Okay, sir, these are dark blue, these are light blue, and these are kind of medium blue.
Get informed on the latest styles, newest merchandise, and hottest sports memorabilia items. Shop Talk gives you all the tips to get you geared up for the season.
They showed Josh McDaniels on the sidelines where sweatshirt kind of rolled up. Did you offer any fashion advice?
Yeah, we spent a lot of time on that.
Now, here to talk shop, the staff of the Patriots Pro Shop.
Hello, Patriot fans. Welcome to Shop Talk, week number 9. I'm your host, Mike Perriello. The regulars again, Jim Scollins from
PatriotsProShop.com.
And Jeff Breitenbach.
PatriotsProShop.com.
Well,
nice.
He's one of
I'm learning.
Plug, the main top in the top tier buyers of the NFL, but we snuck in a guest this week, Jeff.
Yes, we did.
Yep. If you haven't looked to your right,
I don't want to.
No, a lot of people are hoping that this is.
We should have made him a mystery guest and had him wear like a hood.
Oh yeah,
we have to guess who he is.
We are on radio, though.
Yeah, but we know. We know who he is. I don't think anyone listening is going to guess who he is.
No, joining us from the Patriots Pro Shop.
Zoltan Mesko.
Yes. He works part-time at the Pro Shop. No, Ricky Citroni, the assistant manager at the Patriots Pro Shop. And this is the man with all the secrets, Jim.
Former Foxborough High School Warrior.
Yeah, you know this Nimrod?
Ricky, say hi.
Hello, everyone. This is my first time, so I'm a little shaky, but I'm ready.
You'll be fine. Okay. You'll be fine.
Be afraid.
He was number. Guess what number he was in high school?
13.
Let's think of a number that in retail that we would have preferred to stay away from selling this year, but had no choice and had to sell this number.
39.
Oh,
hey,
Jeff.
So, now 39's a money-making magic.
It
number.
Is. It
See
is.
How things work, Jim?
That's right.
And anybody out there can get their Citroni 39 jerseys
customized
on PatriotsProShop.com,
and he will sign it.
That's CET.
Maybe someone remembers that kickoff he ran in the Thanksgiving Day game against the evil Mansfield Hornets.
Wow!
And wants that jersey signed.
Hey,
Do you have that game jersey?
Yeah, somewhere. Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Hey, and a spin. I married a Mansfield Hornet.
Oh, boy.
Oh, see, boy. I thought that was a bad thing at first, too, but then I found out it was Ricky's way of sticking it to Mansfield one last time.
See, I
or
took
for
one
all
of
time, however you want to look at it.
I took one away out of Mansfield. But he may end up back in Mansfield. He's thinking that.
That's not right. You can come live in my house just to keep you out of that
swamp. I wouldn't mind that.
There's always room at the Scollins household.
Thanks,
whatever.
Jim.
Anyway,
what did you say? You took a girl out of Mansfield?
He did.
Oh, all right.
He removed one of them.
Making sure.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Good job, Ricky.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
No, you're not. Listen.
Okay.
I'm sure Kayla's very nice. I think I met her briefly once, but I always thought you dated a girl from Mansfield. You didn't marry him.
Mm.
We'll see. See how this works
it's
out.
It's a first for everything. Let's see how it worked out.
Hey, well, yeah.
See, obviously it's working. He just had a newborn.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, Ricky.
Well, 5 months now.
Little Citroni.
Little under 5 months.
A little baby boy, and he named him Green Hornet. No, it's Drew. Name. It's Big Drew.
Yep, it's correct.
Was that after Drew Bledsoe?
No.
Come on.
No, just a name we liked.
I got to think even 5 months, they're still considered newborn. Because in
you
the span
come here,
of a
you
life.
You can do this damn radio show.
In the span of a life,
before,
5 months is
before six
pretty
months.
New.
I think before 6
pretty
months.
Pretty new. Yeah.
All
so right. I,
yeah. All right. Fine. Yeah. I have a
you
newborn.
Can still go with
yeah,
newborn.
Okay. It's
newborn.
A newborn. Jesus.
Thank you. Yeah. That's what I have. Newborn.
Right.
Yeah. He likes that.
So
he
congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very
and
much.
And welcome to the show.
See. Yeah. We just he called in.
There he is.
That's how smart he is. But anyway, just not a good week. Not a good week for the Pats. They obviously we know what happened with the Cleveland game.
Yeah,
big time, but I will say the fans have been solid. They've been coming into the store. It kind of seems like business as usual.
Well, you're still 6-2. You're still tied for the lead in the division.
Right.
It's not jump off the Tobin Bridge
time. No, but there were some lining up, and, you know, I think, look, we'll be fine. I forget who said it, Parcells or something. It's a long season. But that one scared you a little bit. Rock
Let me ask
the boat.
You a question. At the beginning of the season, before game one, if someone said after 8 games they'd be 6-2, looking at that schedule, who would have been upset about that?
Nope.
I'd take 6-2 at that point.
They laid an egg.
Hell, if we
deal.
Go 6-2 in the second half, we finish 12-4.
Whoa.
That's right.
Hey.
Look at Mr. Optimist over there.
Thank you, Jeff.
Glass half full over there.
I am glass
before
half
the season
full.
Started. Somebody told you they were going to lose to the Browns, you probably wouldn't be very happy about it.
Yeah.
Regardless of
how they did it.
I'm a big picture kind of guy. I don't micro-size the season.
The big picture is they lost to a crap-ass team.
Yeah. Come on.
We'll see. I have Cleveland winning again this week.
Ooh.
They play in the
three-game winning streak for the Browns.
That's right.
Beating the Jets.
That's why I have them winning.
That'd be nice. That'd be real nice.
Is Rob Ryan and Rex Ryan are twins, correct? That's going to be an interesting storyline Sunday. I like the Browns.
Rob looks a little grimier than Rex.
Yeah, he definitely does.
Yeah,
that's a good word.
I think he hasn't been around.
That describes him well. Grimy.
When he was on the radio sideline, you couldn't even tell he was there. He just blended in.
He was a guy that came out of the black hole there and just stood on the sidelines.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's not going to be a joint.
Now he's a guy
GQ.
That. Now he's a guy that came out of the dog pound and stood on the sidelines.
That's right.
So.
Yeah.
And let's go to eat a goddamn snack.
I love that line. That was the best.
And, you know,
makes me hungry, too.
It's kind of tying in retail a little bit. I'm just glad we're not the Cleveland Browns. The colors are rough. Oh,
I don't like that orange.
Cincinnati's worse, though. You got tiger print.
I don't know. That's a little more
black and orange.
Good for underwear sales.
The black and orange is, you can get away with that.
I don't know.
Jim, I don't know.
Cleveland Brown?
There's no logo. You buy a Cleveland Browns
polo.
It's just
a brown polo.
Then they just put the helmet on there.
The helmet is orange. Why aren't they the Cleveland Oranges?
That's right.
They're the Cleveland Browns. Shouldn't the helmet be...
Bar the Syracuse mascot?
Yeah, there you go.
Just walk around.
Yeah, that's... Well, anyway. So, anyway, it was...
But they're dogs.
Jim, online sales have been rocking?
Not too shabby.
Good.
Not as good as the week before.
No, it'll all bounce.
We've
got the holidays coming up.
We're storming toward the holidays. So.
Yeah, this is a big game.
So you see a lull after
after
you lay an egg, huh?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's all right. Come on, fans.
Wake up!
Yeah.
It truly proves, though, that when the team wins, it's better for everybody all the way down.
Yep.
Definitely.
This is definitely a noticeable drop-off after a loss. Right at 4:30, I can see sales online by hour, and pretty much right at 4:30, it came a little quiet on the website.
Crickets.
You heard the crickets, huh?
That's right.
Well, I mean, foot traffic was good in the store. The Hall of Fame was doing well. So people are, I think, we'll be fine. But I don't know. We got some other stuff to talk about. We're going to talk about baby gear. How appropriate, since Ricky's got the newborn.
Bundle of joy.
Yeah, yep. And there's obviously that's a huge category for us in sales. And
much improved over the years, too, Jeff. I'm going to have to give you guys some credit.
Why, thank you. Yeah. Have you given your son a haircut yet?
Wow, that's a touchy subject at the home.
But really?
Yesterday,
tell.
Yesterday.
You want him to look like Brady.
Yeah. Yesterday was, he got a trim. My wife said, we're going to get him a haircut, but she didn't want it to look like... He had gotten a haircut. If it was up to me, I would have.
That makes sense.
Right? If it was up to me, he would have gotten a wiffle, but...
I want my car washed, but don't make it look clean.
So...
What the hell does that mean?
He did go in, and he just got trimmed a little. So, he got a haircut, but not a true haircut.
Okay.
A real haircut's sitting at the barber seat with me, and I'll get him really trimmed down. Wiffle.
You don't want to whiffle on a newborn.
That's a rite of passage, though, as a father. Like, you remember the first time you ever sat in the barbershop? You're in one chair getting your hair cut, and
your son's in the next.
It's sort of like the urinal thing.
Yes.
Well, that's a couple years away, Jim. But yeah.
Well, you have that to look forward comparison. To.
Not bad, urinals Jim. 11 minutes.
Urinals have been a very popular topic today. PFW had like a half an hour debate on urinals.
Better than the trough. Did they bring up the trough?
And they're all still
on
the show?
They went to Cleveland. And they went to a few places that had, like, just urinals and no stalls. So if you had to go number two, you were out of luck.
Well, I wouldn't say out of luck.
Tough crowd. I mean, it's not impossible, but...
Yikes.
It's happened.
It's pretty interesting. And that led to me in my story of I went to a bar like 2 weekends ago. You know how they have the reading material above the urinals a
right.
lot? It just was this huge billboard that said, success is in your hands.
Oh.
Clever.
Oh. That's an inspiring...
There's Brady wearing that stupid TB12 hat again.
Uh-huh.
It's a good hat. Yeah. Can't get it, but... So we'll talk about baby stuff today. You picked it up, right?
I did.
Jeff picked up a nice little pizza treat for us. We always talk about Pizza Wednesday. Red Wing Pizza on Route 1, just south of the... I mean, north of the stadium. Good pizza.
Legend.
Yeah, it is legend. Man.
It was good.
Actually,
was very
go
good
for another one right now.
Yeah.
The packaging has come a long way, correct? Now it's...
No.
Now
it's the same damn thing.
No, it's Boom. Not. It used to be in the brown paper bag.
It still is the brown paper
bag. It was a brown paper bag. Uh-huh. With like two pizza trays.
It's not a box?
No.
No.
Oh, wow.
It's brown paper
bag.
We
have to investigate.
Old school.
Yeah, it's old school.
It's individual.
Blue collar pizza.
That place
That's
was there when I was a kid, and it was old then.
So you buy, everybody gets their own pizza, that type of deal?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Personal type pizza.
Yep.
Jim, nothing wrong with that place being old. It's nice.
I love the Red Wing.
It's comfy feel.
I've eaten dinner there several times this year.
Boston.com had the top cities for pizza. And surprisingly, Chicago came in number one. I just don't care for their crap. But
it's Chicago.
But New York was number two. But Boston and Providence were right there. Providence.
Wow.
So we are right. Foxborough is right smack in the middle.
Who was one?
We are in a good
right in the pizza
Chicago.
Wheelhouse.
And who was two?
New York.
Oh, I see.
And then Santa Fe.
Where does he go sometimes? I just wonder.
It's the way he explained it. It didn't make sense to me.
Well, Mike, isn't the Red Wing the reason that your parents moved to Foxborough? Isn't there some backstory?
Uh-oh. Ricky, bring a little nugget here?
They went to the Red Wing.
Bring in the knowledge.
They didn't move to Foxborough because
of
the Red Wing.
No, weren't they going there? Wasn't there some sort of backstory there?
Yeah, they went there, and they just it was a drive around for the day, and there you go.
They drove around, found a house in Foxborough.
So what you're saying is Mike was conceived at the Red Wing? Is that what you're saying?
Because of the Red Wing.
Oh, because of the Red Wing.
Every time I smell fried clams, I curl up in the fetus position. Gonna run those all day. But
wow.
All right, the Red Mite updates. That's done. Great year. We turned in the equipment.
Can I ask? Sorry to cut you off. Can I ask you a Red Mite question?
Absolutely. All year we take them.
Chip called in last week, correct?
Yeah. No. Yes.
And he had said that he wanted the same group of guys to come back next year to coach.
Mm-hmm.
Now I have a little guy. When he gets to be that age, is Chip still going to be the coach
of
the Red Mites?
Clown, no.
Well, that could raise some serious concern on my end.
He's looking for a successful coach.
Yeah,
no,
to take his boy to the next level.
He's raising a red flag
that
someone's staying at the Mite level. But no.
So he's already gone.
We're gone. We're going up. Going up.
The only option would be for
you,
Chip, or yourself to have a baby,
right?
A boy.
In the next 2 months, right? So it's the same age as your boy.
Yeah, so
yeah, yeah, we better get on the clock.
You better get on it pretty quickly.
You got a big problem right now. FedEx it overnight. It's time for baby talk. Well, all right, let's hop into this, Jim. I mean, Rick.
Okay.
We got some newborn baby gear. Obviously, this stuff is on PatriotsProShop.com.
Nicely done.
I don't say it as well as you, but...
huge gift thing. Just gift. We sell tons and tons of infant stuff.
Tons of gifts.
And you always see those, like, the gift message that we get on the receipts. People can put a little gift message on the receipt. It's always congratulations.
Yeah, people like doing that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Especially for infant stuff. The majority of infant stuff we see go out the door, and there's a lot of it. More often than not, there's a gift
to the future Patriots fan.
That's right.
Do you type that out, Jim, or is it someone else?
No, they type it when they place the order, and it automatically comes out on the receipt.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, baby stuff's it's fantastic.
My funniest thing about those messages, I've seen people message them to themselves. Seriously.
So they can read it back to the kid?
The order will be to, like, you know, Dave Jones in Mansfield, Massachusetts, and it'll say, great purchase, Dave. It'll say, and it's the ship to and the bill to is Dave Jones, and the message is great.
From Mary to Mary, happy Mother's Day.
Yeah, surprise, hope you like it.
Well, congratulations to me.
Jeez.
You see things like that. I see, clown, found right. it. Bunch of clowns.
But a lot of this baby gear, a lot of this stuff, I see a ton of the players' families, the players themselves and the wives come in and buying it for their, because got to remember, a lot of these guys are young. They're having a lot of their newborns, mm-hmm. first, secondborns, while they're here, while they got signed.
And that is true.
We see a ton of it. A lot of it.
Correct.
A lot. But, yeah, so let's cycle through some of the stuff. So anybody listening that's got any baby in their...
Now, Ricky, before you go into this, is this stuff you purchased yourself for your little boy?
I purchased some of it, not all of it. Some of it's on my radar, and I'll get along.
You know,
the
Christmas
way.
Is just around the corner,
yeah.
Jeff.
Okay, so you have it on your wish list on patriotsproshop.com.
Ooh. Yes, I do.
Okay,
nice.
Hey, there we go. okay, so I brought in some stuff that I've either purchased or am going to purchase, and I think the stuff is essential.
Okay.
Okay.
Ooh, essential.
Now, you like that?
I do.
Now, when my wife was pregnant, she...
You jog every morning?
No.
Go ahead.
But when my wife was pregnant...
And he wonders where I go.
Routinely, I'd go into Ken and Jeff's office and say, hey, what's up for the infant toddler stuff? They'd say, oh, it's coming. It's getting there.
Two to three weeks.
2 to 3 weeks. A couple months pass, and then poof, my wife has a baby, and then all of a sudden stuff starts to flow in. But
we tried to time it, so when the baby came, all the baby stuff would be there.
It was perfect. But let me go through a few things we have here. The first is the Patriots baby bib.
I like to call that the Mike Tyson baby bib.
It's a towel baby bib.
What?
Retails at $6.95.
Just wear a white towel with a hole cut in the thing for his head.
Right.
It looks
you're
like
right.
that.
You're right. Yep.
But you know why it's that's great, though? Because babies slobber.
Yep.
I was gonna say
and it's a towel that's a bib.
And it's slip-on, slip-off. You don't have to tie.
Yeah, there's no buttons, no ties, no snaps.
You have Velcro sneakers, Ricky, so tying, I know, is probably
it's
not
an issue.
A,
it is an issue. And so this is unisex, boy or girl.
That's a good point, too.
Throw it right on there.
Yep.
Well done.
Perfect.
But it's great because they're messy.
Yeah.
Right? So your bib is your towel.
Correct.
It's nice.
Next.
Yep. Good job, Jim.
Yeah, Jim, way to point that out.
Coming up with an awful lot of negatives about babies over there.
They
just puke.
Messy. I had
who the hell would want one of these things?
I have two.
Throw it back.
They were messy.
They were messy.
Okay, the next item I have is an infant Patriots cap.
Now, that's a good lid.
I think we should have Jeff
comes
try
in
that
pink,
on.
Comes in pink or navy.
Now, why two colors, Ricky?
One's for a boy, one for a girl.
Oh, okay, yeah, good.
You know?
I just wanted
nothing
to
gets by
be
him,
thorough
Jeff.
On
nothing
this.
This item,
thorough.
For $12, it's an essential item. You have to have it. $11.95, you put this on the baby
what,
boy
what's,
or baby
what's cuter
girl.
Than that?
Exactly.
I don't know, Jim.
Not a lot of things.
Not much.
No, it is a cool hat.
This is a great item. It's a slouch look, feel to
it. Yeah, little navy cap.
Yeah, navy
Patriot
cap.
Patriot logo.
Simple. Gets the point across.
Perfect.
So that was purchased by the Citroni household.
No, not that one.
Well, that's on the radar.
No,
he
that
went
one's
with
on the
pink
radar.
One.
The one I went with, because the time, I went with the infant toddler knit hat.
Now, seasonal. Yes.
Yes. Now this, I can provide a picture to Jim at some point today.
Ooh, I like that.
Of Drew in the hat.
Please do. We'll Facebook that so everyone can see it.
I like that, Jim.
Because everyone listening is on the Patriots Facebook.
Trying to use your
Facebook
child
site.
As a mannequin.
Yeah, we can do that, Jim. I can get you a photo of that.
Male model.
That'd be great.
Now, this one's the same price as the hat. It's $11.95. It's perfect. It's for an infant toddler.
It's a navy cuff
stretch
knit
fits.
Hat.
It's one size fits all. Comes in pink or navy. And if you don't have it, you're missing out. Got to get it. Good item.
It's
well
a great
done.
Item.
Yeah, you could wear matching hats. We correct. Sell that similar hat in men's.
That's
you could
right.
take a family photo.
Adult.
Y'all will.
Adult,
yeah.
correct.
Like there's a mugging about to happen. They all wear one of those hats.
Speaking of mugging, was the mannequin that was vandalized in your brush shop restored back to order?
Yes.
What happened?
It was mugged.
We had somebody inappropriately
ooh.
Assault a mannequin in the window.
I'm walking to lunch just out of the just out of the corner of my eye, see this thing and just started bursting out laughing.
Oh man.
Well we replayed we have cameras obviously in the pro shop. We replayed it back and we saw Scollins tailing out of that section.
Wrong.
Oh.
So
wrong.
Jim,
it was a female mannequin.
Did the mannequin have a sign on it say shop at patriotsproshop.com?
Because like
then you know it's Jim.
It's like the cows with the chicken, that whole campaign.
Yeah. Yeah, the Chick-fil-A commercials.
Yeah, Jim's trying
eat more
to
chicken.
Sabotage our stuff.
All right, next, Ricky.
It's good that it wasn't harmed.
All right, the
she's
next
okay.
item I have here, it's an infant three-piece creeper set. It's onesies. And on
now,
the surface.
You got to explain what a onesie is.
Okay. I was just about to launch in it. Onesies are just a slip-on shirt. That snaps at the diaper area.
Is that what you call it?
Diaper region.
I thought it was a snap crotch.
Snap crotch, yes.
Okay.
That doesn't sound good.
Sounds wrong there.
This one comes with three different shirts.
And how does Jeff know about that?
He's got the adult one.
Hey.
The Tentacle Gobbler.
Oh.
And this item.
Snapcrotch.com for the adult onesies.
The Cockle Gobbler.
This item is great because at first you think they're all the same shirt. But when you lift them up here, they're all different.
So you have three colors.
You have three different colors, three different designs on the shirts.
What are the colors?
We're on radio.
You have to explain in detail what you're showing.
Jim, this is
holding it up. Holding it up does not help anybody.
We have a navy, a white, and a gray, and they all have different fronts to them.
Okay, what front does the navy have?
The navy has the Flying Elvis logo that says Patriots Football.
Okay.
The white one just has the current logo, the Flying Elvis.
Okay.
And then the gray says Patriots with the Flying Elvis logo. Great item. And
the word Patriots is in different funky kid colors.
Red, white, and
right?
blue. Yep. Patriot colors, kid colors.
And look, when you have kids, three onesies is a great gift, right?
Because they're messy and they'll mess them up.
You go through three a day.
Right.
You can argue getting these for adults then, Jim. Pizza Wednesday, everyone have a onesie?
Ken, maybe.
Yeah, it's true.
I don't know if I'd want to see you guys in those things.
Hmm.
Well,
Ken, maybe.
Ken would look
the pajamas good. With the footies on them.
That would see. I'd be more accepting toward that.
With the
be more willing to do the
snap back door on them.
Hello,
hey there.
Those are nice.
The poop deck.
Yeah.
Hey.
All right. Let me launch into the next item. We have the BPA free baby bottles. Now,
can you pronounce the word BPA stands for, please?
I'm gonna have Jeff do that.
Woo! Oh boy.
Polypropylene.
I'm not quite sure.
Bison, bisphenthol A free, and.
He's good.
It's Jeff's leaking.
Phthalate.
Jeff is leaking.
Jeff
Fragile.
Yeah.
That must be Italian.
Now, remember, there was a problem with some baby bottles years ago when they had chemicals in them.
Yep.
So ours are safe.
So these are non problematic.
This
That's
is
correct.
the good plastic. Those,
good plastic.
Those are awesome bottles.
These are 9-ounce bottles.
And what are the things on the top called?
Nipples.
Right.
Well,
nipples.
But why weren't you pointing to the?
They're silicone
the
nipples.
Like breasts. If you're passionate about breasts.
So they're silicone nipple top, Jim. They are 9 ounces. They have an actual meter or a gauge on the backside here that you can measure your liquid.
How big's that nipple?
This is
roughly
solid inch and a half.
Wow. Okay. Go ahead.
It's not one of those saucer nipples.
No.
Saucer.
This is the
fish plate ones. The pepperoni ones. Pencil erasers.
I am never getting kicked off. It's just never going to happen.
Oh boy!
Right through Christmas, I'm going to be sitting right here.
Ricky, is that gauge on the back of those bottles important?
Good question, Jeff. It is. It is. When you go in to measure a bottle, you need to know how much you're putting in there. If you give the baby too much.
They get messy, and if you don't put enough in there, they get messy, right?
Yeah.
Do you know
exactly
how to,
right.
Do you know, what kind of formula? Do you use any formula?
No formula? No formula.
I see.
Yeah, no formula.
But if you did, you could use that to measure it.
Yeah, you could still use it to measure.
How much they're getting.
Yes. So it's good. And on the front of these bottles, it has the Patriots logo. In baby writing, it says Patriots Baby. Really cool. They retail $10.95. You get a two-pack. And it's a no-brainer if you're a new father or a new mother. Christmas stocking
I like that it's a two-pack.
And that it's BPA-free.
I love that it's BPA-free.
Yes, I can't pronounce the
Jeff,
BPA.
Jeff, good purchase. Yeah. Good purchase, Jeff. Okay. Next one I have. Along the same line of the baby bottles is the spill-proof sippy cups. Sippy cups are outstanding. We're not in them yet.
No, you plan for the future.
Plan for the future. If you're going to buy the bottles, hey, double down and get the sippy cups.
Yeah, My God, sippy cups. Those are. How many times you're going to lose 500 sippy cups? By the way,
well, that's good.
And your little baby run there.
You could definitely use those for a grown person too.
Yeah, could.
Yeah,
I would think older.
They're the size of a rocks glass. So
put some scotch in there.
Well, you're less likely to spill, obviously.
Do they have a gauge on the back so I can see how much
gauge.
Liquid?
And these ones are only
in there.
These ones only.
We all know
five
you like drinking from nipples.
Jeff heard cup rock.
Yes, I do.
Non-spill, and thought this is the gift for him. Yeah.
Well, this is 5 ounces for these. It's also a two-pack. It's a little bit more than the bottles. It's $12.95. But these ones,
all
I would
the Patriot logo, Patriot colors.
Yep.
You're probably going to use those more than you would the bottles, because they'll grow out of the bottles. But those are
sippy cups.
Sippy cups you use for years, right?
Yep. Yeah, those
and it's clear too, so you can see how much that baby's chugging along.
Yeah, no, that's good.
Good item. Good item, Jeff.
Now
good
I like purchase. This one.
All right.
This is a
now,
good
this one,
beer bag.
Yes,
right? That's
could
what
be
it,
a
the
beer
baby
bag.
Beer bag.
Now, this one isn't advertised as a true infant item, but it is an infant item. It's the Patriots Patroller Lunch Tote. Now, this is perfect for, you know, if you're bringing the baby to a babysitter's house and you're bringing bottles, put these bottles right in this lunch tote, keeps it cold, everyone's happy. Baby's happy, mom's happy.
Yeah, that
dad's
is.
Dad's happy.
So what is that called?
This is the F.E. Patroller Lunch Tote.
Patroller.
Navy.
Yeah, that's
$14.95. It has all sorts of pockets. And
I'm thinking
you can fit
six cans in there, no problem.
Yes, you can.
You can maybe stack six and get 12 in here.
Just saying.
No, but that
six cans of formula, Kevin.
Yeah, it's
don't
online.
Get the wrong idea.
If you're listening, go to just type in patroller. It pops up. That is a cool thing because no matter how old your kid is, if you're just bringing bottles filled with milk or you're in the
bringing lunch
carrots or whatever.
Yeah.
Since it is called a lunch tote, putting lunch in it would be a good thing.
I know.
Thank
yes,
you,
that's
Jim.
Crazier ideas have happened.
Yes.
Wow.
But
well,
Ricky, I appreciate you bringing that up and saying that
Jeff,
it's a dual purpose.
Yes, it is a dual purpose. I've seen guys buy this for their
I'd
lunch.
I'd say multi.
At work.
Multi.
Multi-purpose.
Very good.
Yes. And actually a couple
it's got a convenient carry strap.
Purchased this that work up at the medical center.
Yeah.
Bring their lunch to it and some moms have purchased it.
Organs.
Yeah. Can keep anything
transplants.
In
transplants.
Yep.
It's a good item.
Good job, Ricky.
Fit a full-size liver in there.
Sperm donors.
All right. Now,
but I'm never kidding.
Could. Just saying, it's
could,
a multi-use
Jim.
Thing.
You do a lot of things with it, I agree.
A lot.
I think you could fit a rack in there, no problem.
Well, if you stack them properly.
A rack of cans?
That's right.
No ice, could. Though. You wouldn't get ice in here. Just saying.
You got to use your imagination, my friend.
Okay. Yeah. All right, this
you
next item.
You freeze one beer and it acts as the cooling source.
Now, this next item
now,
is.
There's a little backstory to this item. Jeff, I have not purchased it. It's on my radar.
Is that a briefcase?
Looks it. This is
funny you should ask.
Because, yeah, I need one of those.
This
brief.
Item, this item is the Patriots diaper bag for $54.95. It's black with the Patriots logo on it. And I'm telling you, when my wife was pregnant, the one thing she wanted was a nice diaper bag. Okay? So throughout the course of a few months, we researched it, got her a nice woman's bag.
Yeah, that's the problem. Because you get stuck with it.
That's where I'm heading.
Yep, you're carrying around a pink bag with duckies on it.
Well, we got we went out, we got her a nice bag, and when you buy it, you think she's going to be the only one that carries it for whatever reason. And oops, she goes back to work. I bring the baby to grandma's house, and on my travel out to the car, a couple of my neighbors are out there. I'm holding a, you know, woman's diaper bag, and to this day, I haven't been able to shred that experience.
Were you made fun of, Ricky?
Yes, it was tough.
Does it have, like, special fabric to hold in the, you know, stench?
No, there's not too much stench. It's just a typical bag.
Well, if you put a dirty diaper in there, I mean.
No, no.
Generally,
no diaper
you don't put
here. The
dirty diapers back in the diaper bag.
I don't know. See, I don't know these things.
That's where the diaper genie comes in.
Oh, Jeff knows about the diaper genie.
Wow.
We should get a Patriots diaper genie.
We should.
I'm working on licensing with the Genie folk.
You should make it look like a snapper.
Yeah, there's a ton of dads out
just
there.
Just cut our long snapper today.
There's a new one. I saw him in the tunnel.
We get another one.
It's all right.
Ingram was my boy, too.
Really?
Yeah.
How so?
We
never get too attached.
We stood close next to each other.
Never get too attached.
Oh,
games.
That's right. Well, the new guy, get to know this guy.
The new guy looks like a very nice guy.
His name's Matt.
He was friendly.
Tell him we said hello.
I'll
here
pass the word
Shop Talk.
He's welcome in here anytime.
Yeah. Let's do it. Let's bring in long snappers. But, yeah, let's do a we're going to do a quick break. We come back, we'll tie up the baby stuff, and we're going to start talking some trivia and some stuff, new product coming up.
And PatriotsProShop.com?
Is now closed, but Pro Shop is open. We'll be right back.
This is Shop Talk on American Airlines Patriots.com radio.
So, Pat, how many Advantage miles have you racked up on American Airlines this year?
That's kind of a personal question, Brian.
It's nothing to be embarrassed about.
I'm not embarrassed.
Oh, okay, then I'll ask you again. How many miles have you racked up?
236,000.
Miles? That's Gotta be wrong, because I fly a lot more than you.
Well, flying isn't the only way you can earn advantage miles, Brian.
Right. I knew that.
I mean, you can earn miles when you buy all kinds of stuff, you know? Stuff you use every day.
Also, like, you know, ping pong balls, Argyle socks, really tall ladders.
Like clothes, you know, movie rentals, gas for your car.
Oh, shish kebabs, Russian nesting dolls, snow globes.
I was thinking, like, newspapers, you know? When you bank, go to restaurants.
Oh, fake mustaches.
Yeah, Brian. You can earn miles when you go to a novelty store and buy a fake mustache.
Awesome.
You can earn advantage miles for the stuff you buy every day, whatever that stuff may be. Learn more at aa.com/advantage. We know why you fly. We're American Airlines.
You may know that Verizon Fios has more HD channels than cable, but what you may not know is that now you can sign up for Verizon Fios with no term contract required. And if you're not absolutely satisfied, you can cancel with no early termination fees. That's right. You can get Fios TV, internet, and phone at a guaranteed low price of just $89.99 a month for a year with no term contract required. And if you don't love it, you can cancel with no early termination fees. Just call 1-866-892-6057. That's 1-866-892-6057, and you'll know why now is the best time to switch to Fios. Get your game face on. Play the Gridiron Challenge at patriots.com/gridironchallenge and enter for your chance to win tickets and a chance to win the grand prize, an all-inclusive trip to the big game. Brought to you by Verizon. For official rules and terms, visit patriots.com/gridironchallenge. For new customers only, equipment charges, taxes, and fees and other terms apply. Rate may increase after 1 year. Fios service is available in select areas. Offer expires 9/18/10. Call for more details.
Okay, I'll have the Giganto Burger with Cheese Combo.
Oh, will that be all?
That's it. Go, Pats!
What?
If you're like this man, you have what is known as a healthy obsession with the Patriots.
Hi, just the jeans today?
Yeah, thanks.
Go, Pats!
Okay, that was weird.
I know, right?
At Bank of America, we understand, and we can help.
I'll just take this with you already.
Oh, here you go.
Go, Pats!
Indeed, go, Pats.
With Patriots checking from Bank of America, you can do more than just tell the world about your loyalty. You can show them by getting the Patriots logo on your checks and debit cards.
I say, here's a baguette. Go long.
I'm open!
Whoops. Ask your Bank of America associate if Patriots checking is right for you. Or go to bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Bank of America N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2010 Bank of America Corporation. An account setup fee may apply in some states.
And now, great moments in Shop Talk history.
People were in that pro shop like it was Mardi Gras.
There were no beads thrown. Actually, that'd be a good idea. From the hall, we could do a throwback week from New Orleans.
Show their tickets?
Yes. And it doesn't matter. Big tickets, small tickets,
right.
Any tickets. If you have a nice set of tickets at home and this gets going, well, you know.
I like breasts. I'm passionate about breasts.
We should pursue this.
It's working.
Can you bring old tickets and do it?
Sure. You can bring old tickets.
You know, young tickets.
No, no. Yes. I don't care. We are. Digging a hole and it's getting deep.
Well, cut. Producer leads.
Yeah, there's no one in the booth. There are no buttons.
That's another great moment for Shop Talk.
Yeah, that was
well done, Kevin.
Yeah, very
that
well
was well
done.
Done.
Very well done.
Yeah, it's a little play on the word tickets.
Made me a little weepy.
I was.
We had good times.
We had fun with that.
Now that is radio history, right
that
there.
That was epic.
Yeah, it's always better live though.
Yeah, well.
Hey, I'll take it.
Can't go back.
Can't go back. We'll take the replay. I'm still looking into doing that, by the way.
I think it's a great idea.
The Mardi Gras.
The bead promotion.
Bead promotion and bring in, show your tickets. In quotes.
We'll work on tickets.
But I'm going to throw out the trivia question right now, since we're halfway, a little past halfway through the show. You ready?
Well, what can they win, Mike?
Well, Jeff, they can win quite a few things. But this week, it's gonna. Are we gonna do the which we had said the wink wink?
If Jim's
sure,
okay
I,
with.
I think it's a great idea. $25 Pro Shop gift card. Good at PatriotsProShop.com,
and
the store
and the Pro Shop Excellence Stadium. So a $25 gift card, which is perfect for the. I mean, any time of the year, but you get a little holiday.
You can buy baby stuff with it.
You could.
Yep.
You cannot buy baby stuff with it.
That is incredible. How you think it just.
Just trying to give them an idea of what
the
they
insight,
can.
The insight just blows me away.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
And it's quick. It's just, it's quick. All right. The trivia question is, How many times have the Patriots won the AFC Championship game in Pittsburgh? How many times have the Patriots won the AFC Championship game in Pittsburgh? You can email your answer in at webradio@patriots.com or you can call us on the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-543-7482. So, get going.
And we're playing Pittsburgh this week.
Oh, isn't that amazing?
What a tie-in.
It's silly. It really is silly.
That's fantastic.
Took hours to come up with that.
We're right at the midpoint of the season, and I know we've gotten some new product in, but Jeff, give us a little sneak preview of what's coming.
Ooh, should I mention that one I told you about?
Yes, I think it's worth mentioning.
It's like a tease.
Breaking product news.
Do you have the breaking product news?
Breaking news.
Audio here?
That's what we need.
I have breaking news.
Oh, that'll work. That'll work.
When news breaks, we break it. Patriots.com radio.
Wow.
Ricky's looking at me all quizzically.
Yes.
I'm excited.
Even he doesn't know what this is.
I
don't even know if Mike knows. I told Jim. Jim's got a little insight. But
is it Patriot Llama Harnesses?
No.
I would buy one.
I would be all over that.
And it's not the ferret sweaters either.
Oh, I heard about that.
We almost got you on the ferret sweaters.
Damn, I would have fell for that.
But can I tell the ferret sweater story real quick?
Well, can I break the news first?
Yeah, break the news.
Because he already played the audio.
Yes.
I feel that
you're in.
Okay, all right. The breaking product news is we are getting a name and number T-shirt, number 14, and the name is Zoltan.
Oh. Zoltan.
Well, hopefully he fares better than the other two special teamers this week. We've lost two out of the three guys on the field goal team. So.
Yep. Mm. But you can get a Zoltan.
That's
number 14, name and number T-shirt.
That's a first.
Twitter. Not a Mesko. Not a Mesko.
Right. A Zoltan.
Zoltan.
Don't mess with the Zoltan.
Yeah, you don't mess with the Zoltan.
I've had several people Twitter me asking if they could get that, and I think someone brought it up on Facebook on our Facebook site too. So
hopefully in 2 to 3 weeks, I'll have them.
It's amazing.
That's breaking news.
Because
you heard only here on Shop Talk.
It's because of his name, right?
Right.
I mean, if his
name. As soon as they drafted him, it started.
Tim Miller? Tim Miller?
Yeah.
That's sure what you would put Tim.
The puncher would not be represented.
Brilliant!
It's brilliant.
As soon as we drafted him, the talk started.
That's good.
All right, you want to go to the ferret sweater story?
Yes. So there's an ornament, a Christmas ornament that we're carrying.
That Ken Flanders bought, by the way.
I'm going to put it on my Boo Bear.
It looks like a
It
looks like a tiny Patriots. It is a tiny Patriots sweater. But if you look at it, it almost looks like a little sweater for a real little animal. So when we were looking at it, I'm like, what the hell was Ken thinking? Believe it or not, they're actually selling, but I said we should mess with Jim Scollins down on PatriotsProShop.com and tell him to put it on the site as a ferret sweater. And we were going to come up with this whole thing that we've been selling these ferret sweaters in the Pro Shop.
Make a fake price tag that says Patriots
the whole description,
ferret sweater.
We're going to put
Navy.
It in the system and...
I have to admit, I probably would have fell for it.
Probably.
I know it's outrageous, but I probably...
Jim, that's why we were going in your direction.
There are some bizarre products.
There are.
And it would have been the most bizarre, but I think I probably would have fell for it.
I felt like there was this, like, all the rage trend, though, the having, like, ferrets as pets. Uh-huh. I felt like I was in, like, middle school, and, like, three of my friends got ferrets.
Where are all those ferrets now?
I don't know.
Dead.
No.
They're all
Jim.
Dead.
They're all dead.
I can't hear you. I can't hear
ferrets.
You.
Dead ferrets.
They're at a ferret farm.
You know why they died? They had no sweaters.
They had no...
they
froze
died of
to
hypothermia.
Death.
That's right. They
ferret
froze.
Hypothermia.
Those ferrets weren't made for New England.
That's it. Next week, what is Save the Ferret
Show. Brian told me that story yesterday.
We're going to get it. We're going to get a call from PETA.
We were being shown the demo of the new mobile pro shop that you'll be able to get on your smartphone where you can actually buy product right through your phone.
Very cool, by the way. I got a sneak preview.
Yeah, it's really neat. So that's coming out in a couple of weeks.
So we're all going to get a phone upgrade, Jim?
For at least unlikely.
Okay.
Unlikely.
Wishful thinking.
I don't think it's.
Flanders
is
the only useless person here.
I can't bring up which phones it's going to work on right away or not, but it won't work on those.
Oh, thank you very much.
I have a phone that it would work on.
Shocking.
Go ahead.
Was that
no?
I
can't say it.
Hey, you can finish it.
Baloney.
So anyway, that's coming out in a couple of weeks. You'll be able to buy stuff right through your phone, which is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a really it's a really slick design. And
yeah.
So anyway, we were getting a preview of that, and Brian told me that story, and I sat there and I thought to myself, I probably would have fell for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it really does. It doesn't look like an ornament.
doesn't.
It's an awkward little weird sweater thing.
Like, what the hell is this thing?
And tiny little arm.
I'm going to guess Jeff didn't order this. So
you got that right.
Who would that leave?
Uh-oh.
It's going right on my computer right next to my Boo Bear.
Hey, why doesn't Ken the do Flanders? The show?
He's been on.
Yeah, but I haven't heard him on in a while.
You're right. You're right. He has not been on.
I think he should take my spot through the holidays.
You know, Jim.
I hope it's Flanders.
Why? Because it just does a favor to Ken.
Jim, you're trying to get off. I'm trying to get on. I tune in, and Tracy Sermonti's
been trying to get
on
off
more
for
than
a
I
long
have.
Time.
There's a lot of...
Chili to talk
here.
With Tracy is much more appealing than baby talk with you.
I didn't know he had that one.
Every day is baby talk with Ricky.
Right. Well, in...
I have no argument.
You describing a nipple on a bottle isn't exactly
I enjoyed
sorry,
every
good
of
radio.
Thought it was fantastic.
Nipples, racks.
You'll take anything.
Well, cans. Yeah, I can tell you that. Some customers have come to the store wondering if I am Jeff or Jim from
really?
Shop Talk.
Wow.
Yeah.
Exactly. Obviously, I've been paying good attention because my gray hair and Jeff's bald cube have come up several times.
Oh, no.
So how they came in thinking you might be one of us, I don't understand.
They just asked. People want to see your faces.
Really?
Yeah. I think we should tweet a photo of
oh,
yourself.
Oh, boy. I don't know if that's such a good thing.
The idea is to grow the listener base.
Yeah, exactly.
Not scare them off.
We have faces for radio. We made this clear long ago.
Gotcha. Okay.
But it's nice to know people are coming in asking.
People are asking. They want.
Really?
They want to put a name, a face with the voice.
The radio professional voice.
There are cameras in here. Maybe we can get on Comcast Sports, not like PFW show.
That'd be good ratings.
They're all pissed because they're getting bumped to like 5 o'clock tomorrow because of the Celtics Heat game.
Ooh.
So instead of like prime time 7:30, they're on at like 5. Fred was none too pleased.
He thought that should have been on over the Celtics Heat game, huh?
I guess.
This is only LeBron and his two little buddies there, right?
Fred's very into the whole like ratings thing. He likes to compete against Quickslants, which is Tommy Curran's show.
Oh,
that's a pretty good
show. Glenn Ordway's
like
new
Tommy Curran show.
Yeah,
it looks like he took a 5-hour energy and drank three coffees.
He looks like a mad scientist.
It's disturbing that show.
No, it's nothing wrong with
that.
Well,
it
makes me uncomfortable.
They were killing him early. I guess Tom wasn't too happy about it.
I like him.
Nice.
I like Tom Curran.
But you
I hear
know
him on the radio.
Fred is. He just
that's
wants
good.
To see how they stack up.
I watch the show. I like the show.
So whenever they're not on at 7:30, he thinks it's going to be this huge ratings hit, which it probably will because 5 o'clock, nobody's out of work yet.
That PFW show, I've been watching that for years, and it's by far the best it's ever
been. And it's good that it's finally
really
on like a legit sports station now, which was a huge step.
In high def.
I've never seen him
filming. Seeing those guys in high def.
Really? They even film in here.
I've never seen it.
And
I've never seen it
never
being
seen
filmed
it.
Upstairs.
Man,
way to support your fellow employees.
Well, no, you go up
there
a lot.
Yeah, they do it right outside of Fred's office there.
But you go upstairs a lot and you see everyone. And
that segment's like less than 5 minutes long.
Jim, so I just want to see how the
find out what time
goes.
They do it. Ask Carol or somebody that sits
right
near
it's
there.
It's usually the first thing they do. It's usually like 9:30 or 10 in the morning.
All right.
And then they go to the hall. Yeah, or no,
this
it's on Tuesday.
This week it'll be on Tuesday or Wednesday.
I'm going. Tuesday morning.
They always tape it on Tuesday mornings.
You just want to walk by in the background so you get seen.
No.
Hi.
Forrest
I'm
Gump.
Ricky Citroni of Shop Talk.
You may have heard me.
I want to see
this week on Shop Talk.
I've never seen 39 him filming. I'd like to see that, how it goes. who's with me? Jeff?
Mike's doing a Sears
catalog.
I'm with
you.
Okay,
absolutely.
All right. Jeff's with me.
Yeah, I'll be watching for you.
Okay.
I like the show a lot, though. I think it's really good.
We can get them
off. I think it's better than it's ever
it's
been.
It's got a lot of good content.
Yeah, they bounce around. It doesn't get old or boring.
And like I said, they shoot an episode in the cubes. They shoot an episode a little
hall,
segment in the hall.
Here.
Then on the field out there. Yep. Then in here. So it's kind of all
in the plaza.
Place. So good variety.
No, I like it a lot. I think it's great.
Get to show off the building, beautiful facility we have here.
Yeah.
They don't talk about ferret sweaters, so no one upped them.
Not
that's
yet,
true.
Though. Not yet. Yeah. No. We might be able to work that in.
Yeah, but it'll be old news by then, and we'll be on to
true.
If you're watching PFW...
The trend started here.
If you're watching Patriots Football Weekly on Comcast Sportsnet this week, and you see a sweater go by in the background during the scene in the office, that would be Jeff or Ricky.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like that.
How funny would that be? You go home tonight, and on Twitter, on trending, it says ferret sweaters.
Ferret sweaters. Nice. I'd love to make that happen.
Ooh. We're working on it.
But Jeff, I know you. We got the Zoltan tees. What else? We got some of the already have the second season gear in.
The hat's doing real well.
Yep,
real well.
What else? What else we got sneaking up that people can kind of? Hold on before you answer that.
Let me think about it.
Okay, good. There's a ton of Christmas stuff that Ricky's got, like this weird like holiday merchandising thing inside of him.
Phobia.
Yeah, he dresses up in an elf uniform.
Nice.
And
it's
he
not
sets.
Bad. nice.
It's a little
I
tight,
I could see him pulling it off.
Yeah, a little.
It's probably for a woman.
The green
about
brings out your eyes.
Thank you. It wasn't tight last year, though.
He's got the figure for it.
Anyway, he sets up this whole Christmas display. But there's some good, there's some great holiday stuff already on the Pro Shop, and I'm sure online.
We put up a Dana Farber ornament a week or so ago.
Good. Yep, those
that's
are good.
That's a great item, right? Because you're donating toward, you know, fighting cancer in kids and and showing your patriot pride on your Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Right? What's better than that?
Yeah. No, that's, I love that. That's good stuff.
Yeah, if you want one of those, grab it now. Those sell out all the time. We never we always have people mad at, you know, near Christmas that they didn't get one because there's it's a limited supply.
Yeah, they come in limited quantities. So they come in early.
If you want the Dana Farber Patriots Christmas ornament, please go to patriotsbookshop.com and get it now because they'll be gone. I hope they're still there. Can you look online there, Mike? Are
sure.
they still there?
I remember as a child, you know, no disrespect to you guys, but opening my presents on Christmas morning and opening a Patriots ornament.
Damn it.
I wanted my money back. I was very upset.
Well, it's not really an appropriate gift for
Child. No, like, 8-year-old kid wants an ornament.
No, you should have gotten that a week
or
before.
Or a sweater.
That thing,
so
hang
well
that
said,
tree,
Ricky.
Right? You get it a week before so you can decorate the tree.
It still proudly hangs on the tree and all that.
Yeah.
You know, I might buy Drew a Christmas ornament. What do you have? Do you have any small?
Did you not hear the story about how disappointed he was?
I'm trying. That's why I told
Jim. I'd like to start a tradition.
The kid takes it and throws it back.
That's
at
what his parents thought too.
No, I'm not going to give it to him.
20
on
years
Christmas.
Later, he's still pissed off that he got a sweater.
No, he's
ornament.
Not going to be unwrapping
stuck
it on
his
Christmas
damn glass.
Day.
That's right.
He's going to buy him one beforehand, and every year the kid can put it on the tree.
Yeah. Well said, Jeff.
All right, that's nice. I like that.
Yeah, that Dana Farber Patriots ornament.
And then when he leaves the house at age 18,
online.
Shut down.
He gets them all.
He gets them all. He takes them with him. And he starts a new tradition with his kids.
Yes. Here we go.
So the ornament is available online?
It's available online.
Good.
Looking right at it.
But again, there's a limited supply on those, right, Jeff?
Yes.
So if you want one of those, please buy it now.
Nothing against your picture because it is very good, but it's buy it because even when you get it, it's that much better in person.
Yeah, it's hard to show. You know what? The new website we're going to unveil in a couple of weeks.
In other words, your picture's
it is not a great picture.
Yeah.
But
you don't photograph
it. It comes in a nice little box.
Yeah, red box.
I got that.
No, I'm just saying you.
I don't.
You didn't focus on this one, but you focused on all the cheerleader shots that you.
Well,
you
it's only so
those
many
came
hours
out
in a
good.
Day.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
New product idea though. What about instead of an angel or a star on the top of your tree? What about like a Pat the Patriot thing to go
nice.
On the top of your tree?
Oh.
Well, that'd be pretty sick.
Just the Patriot logo.
Pat the Patriot tree topper.
Yeah, or the Flying Elvis, whatever. But you get what I'm saying.
You can take one of those garden gnomes and stick it right on there.
Or the Gillette Stadium lighthouse.
The lighthouse, that's what I was going to say.
Too heavy, you think? Yeah, think it's too heavy?
Yeah. That'd be good.
Well, yeah, the gnome
lighthouse.
Would take
like
the tree
the lighthouse
down.
Idea.
I'd buy
a good
it.
Idea.
Count me in for one.
big light.
For those of you listening at home, Mike's doing a fog horn in a lighthouse light gesture with his hand.
And it worked.
If you were here.
Oh.
Yeah, that's about how well that went over.
Well, people down the Cape on the water may have picked up on it.
Maybe. I got scared, frankly.
But I'm looking at the knit sweater ornament online, and
it's bad.
It's I don't know what that is.
It's too big for an ornament.
We got to check sales to date and see if any of those have sold. This might be the biggest.
Well, Mike says it's a big seller in the store.
Oh, you're kidding.
Well, people ferrets. Once we got ferret, we put it out as a ferret sweater, and we had ferret owners across New England showing up. So, I guess good job, Ken and Jeff. It's selling. But yeah, I mean, and just some general statements because we kept talking about it. Look out for the fake authentics. We've said it a few times this year, but they're popping up. So those gifts, that you're might be buying, off the street. Is that fair to say?
Sure.
Or if I got a guy
and online, I was doing a Google search for some Patriot stuff the other day just to see what else is out there. And there's some, not reputable.
Yeah.
People selling
Patriot product.
Yeah, Patriots jerseys on the cheap.
Right.
And all I'm going to say about that is you get what you pay for.
Yeah. No, you're right. Yep.
If I may jump in for another baby item that's awesome. It's the best item I think we carry. And coming up, the Thanksgiving Day game, they're wearing the throwbacks, correct?
Yes.
The infant, toddler, and preschool throwback replicas.
Yeah, nice.
Great item.
Yep.
Great item.
It's the cutest little jersey you ever saw.
Absolutely.
I have it on. Jeff, funny story. I was going to grab maybe even this diaper bag or a jersey today, but forgot my wallet today.
Hey, not
your driver's license in your wallet?
Yeah, I forgot.
Did you leave the kid on the roof too? And the little
where's the
I haven't checked
on?
Yet.
No,
I haven't checked yet. But now I got halfway here and no wallet.
You had your coffee in your hand.
Yeah,
right?
Coffee.
Does that mean you were? Does that mean early. You were driving illegally without a license?
That's what I was getting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. I didn't realize it until halfway here. So
you would have been big trouble, man.
And your license plate number is 4819.
Silver Pathfinder.
Hi, you've reached the desk of Ken Flanders at Gillette Stadium.
Well,
hey,
there goes our chance of finding out what he was thinking with that ferret sweater.
Yeah. Exactly.
Do you if I know the fans can't see this, but if you guys pop down to the office area, Ricky's already started. He's got 5 or 6 cheerleaders over the years that he's become, let's say, friends with. And he's got these little gift bags set aside. They're not filled yet. He does it every year, but he's got the names on it. And it's the same. I think there's 6 now. I think he's got one. But it's always exciting to see what he puts in there. And then they come in, they giggle, and they get a hug.
Really?
Yeah.
Mike, I don't know about that.
I have the picture.
I could always eat your salad.
There you go. Wait.
Whoa.
See?
I'm never getting kicked off. Nothing I can do.
But I know we're getting a little close on time here, but we have some emailers on the trivia question.
No one calls in, huh?
Still think we should have gone with what jersey number did Ricky wear in high school.
Hey, Jim, how do I get an invite for another show?
You don't.
Okay. Thank you.
Let's go to the
talk to me offline. We'll work it out.
He wasn't asking you, Mike.
You got to go to the executive producer of Patriots Radio.
Well, I also noticed there's an extra seat here too.
Right.
There is an empty chair.
I mean, how do we get another guest?
Yeah, but usually we just do this amount because there's usually so many fat guys in this booth. Mm-hmm. They need the elbow space.
Uh-huh. This room runs out of air. Yeah.
Not like us.
Us thin guys.
Well, just before we run out of time, I'd like to be considered for another episode.
Well.
Okay.
Maybe a fill-in or something.
There's always next year.
Yeah.
Shameless self-promotion here.
Uh-huh.
Put us in that little gift bag collection you got. And
well, I like the way Ricky prepped for the show. He did. I liked his homework that he did.
He did a nice job.
He went out. He had a baby for the show.
Exactly.
That's right.
That's huge.
That's commitment.
So next
that's
time,
commitment.
I'll tell you what. Next time you have a baby, you can come right back in.
Boom. Right in.
He's going to get the kick out. Boom. Right there.
But it's going to have to be a girl.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't mind a girl.
Sure.
Yeah, an older brother for a girl. Watch over.
Right.
There you go.
Not anytime soon, not Jim.
Well, you grew up with sisters, so you have some appreciation for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's tough. Sisters
but yes,
tough.
Ricky, I will consider you for future
shows. Thank you. I appreciate that.
I know Wednesday's a little tough for you with your family schedule and all, but you know.
Wednesdays are tough.
We do need to get Ken in here again soon.
Maybe we'll do a remote. We've always been talking about doing a remote. Maybe we'll do it from Ricky's house.
Wow.
Wow.
And the baby, huh?
Find another producer.
Doing a remote.
producer.
Do it mobile on the jog stroller.
Yeah.
We can do it from my warehouse.
Unless we're doing it on site with the cheerleaders when they're making their calendar, like that, you know, unless it's that remote.
That'd be interesting.
All right.
Okay. Do we get anyone to win the prize?
Yeah, there were actually a few people that emailed in.
There's only one gift card.
There's some
I'm going to be like on the beach doing the remote too, like in the sand.
Nice.
Camouflaged in the sand.
Mai Tai in hand.
Ooh. No, I want to be like barefoot with like, you know, a table and a bunch of those drinks with all the little umbrellas in it.
Okay. I agree.
All that type thing.
And the soundboard, right?
Yes. And none board. Of you are allowed to wear those European men's bathing suits or anything like that.
It's
not at all.
No problem.
Okay.
All right, Mike, what do you got there?
We got, I have a toss-up here between a couple, but
I forgot the question.
What do you mean a toss-up?
What?
Isn't it first one in?
They came in the exact time.
Really? Maybe one's wrong.
Maybe they're both right.
The email says the time, I think.
No, we're good. But the question was, how many times have the Patriots won the AFC Championship game in Pittsburgh? Because we're playing Pittsburgh. And
at Pittsburgh.
Yeah, one of our best listeners, Chantel.
Oh, yeah.
She said, hey, guys, it's been a while. Is the answer 2? I hope this week goes better than last week. Ugh, take care, guys. Chantel. But
I think she means online sales.
But you are correct.
Thank you very much.
We have your email address. We have your address here on the screen. She's a local girl, right outside of Boston, which is awesome. There you go.
Congratulations, Chantel.
Good job.
Yeah,
we had a couple people We had a few people email in with one and some, well.
They're banned from the show for a week. If you got the question wrong.
And we gave that we should a lot ban of time, them. So you could easily have looked it up.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
You know
what That's I mean? True.
If you guessed one, you're banned from Shop Talk for 1 week.
I won't make fun of some of the other people. There's some other interesting answers on here. But,
oh, brother.
You know, like toast. Someone just answered toast.
Toast?
Maybe they mean the Patriots toaster.
There.
We could have given that away.
Do we still have some of those? I think we do.
I believe we do.
I think we do.
That's a great item.
It is great.
Is that a baby essential item, Ricky?
Not toast yet.
No,
no, not yet.
I would say
no.
You wouldn't want a baby playing with a toaster.
No, not yet.
Especially in the bathtub.
No,
especially.
Oh, speaking of baby stuff, that whoever decided that, the maternity clothing,
that's
pretty cool.
We're actually sold out of it, too.
Really?
The stores.
I believe we have it at PatriotsProShop.com.
Yeah, Jim, we sell a lot of it.
It's it says what does it say? Little kicker? No, what does it say? Little kicker on mom's belly
more than
there.
One. I thought it was
or
one.
Future
was
kicker.
Future kicker
and rookie of the year.
Yeah,
maybe?
There's two.
Something like that. Yeah.
Really, a white one and a navy.
They're great. And
I'm gonna tell you what. If you want your kid in the NFL, teach him how to long snap. That's the quickest, easiest way. You don't even have to be that good of an athlete.
Well, and they
you
made the rules a little bit easier.
Yeah,
nobody
it's so
can line
easy.
Up on in
you,
front
you
of
literally,
them.
You don't even have to block anybody. All you have to do is just snap the ball, and that's it.
Yep,
it's cake.
I should
make millions.
Start trying.
Yeah,
start
I've already. That's my philosophy. If I ever
either that or a lefty middle reliever.
Yes, that'd be nice.
Yeah, that's what you got to put your boy towards.
Yeah,
long snapping or lefty middle reliever.
I'm gonna go long snapping.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because then if your kids are ready, you're going to be like whacking them all the time, being like, no, you have to do it.
Oh, you're going to have to tie his arm to his side, yeah, and make him do everything with
all
the
right.
left hand.
Child services on the way.
Jesus.
A question. Do the four of us go to Pittsburgh to do Shop Talk out there?
Yeah,
didn't you just hear him about remotes? He doesn't want to do remotes. Unless
didn't you
it's
hear
on
Jeff
the
answer your question about being on again?
No. Yeah.
They must have something out there.
You were doing fine, Ricky,
up
until that question.
I was kind
of
hoping.
You know, I used to rip on the city of Pittsburgh, just thinking it was, I just never been there. But then my wife's from Pittsburgh.
Ooh, look at us. We have three rivers. Ooh.
No, but hey.
Three rusty bridges.
Hey, my wife's from there, and obviously I've been out there a ton of times, but it is a much cooler city than you think.
Yeah, sure.
Is
it
she?
Is.
But,
sure.
But yeah, right. It doesn't compare to Boston fans.
Just based on where it is. No.
Mike, is she rooting for the Steelers on Sunday?
Yeah.
Wow.
Ugh.
100%.
How's that go?
It goes nowhere. That's where it goes.
So, and you have two boys, right?
Yes.
And who do they
we
root
duct
for?
Tape? We duct tape her in a room down in the basement with a very small black and white TV. She gets to watch the game in silence.
So, she comes, you know, day off, whatever. She comes around the corner. She's wearing a Pittsburgh Steelers sweatshirt.
It's in the closet.
How does that go?
Yeah, there's a. I think she still has a Cordell Stewart jersey somewhere.
Does she eat pierogies on game day?
Oh yeah, it's just. Yes, that's talking.
You have the clam chowder. She has the pierogies.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
This whole thing's making me sick.
Mm-hmm.
Hungry, though.
Yes.
I took one of those 5-hour energies. I'm not kidding. I think I'm getting hot flashes from it.
That says no side effects right on the commercial.
Oh, no. No. Read the side of the bottle.
Look at him. He's all amped up over here.
Yeah, please don't drink that again.
That's all right.
Nah,
I've been pinching my hand for the past 60 minutes to... control myself, but I don't know. Kev, are we out of time, or is this a 2-hour show? Because we can go up to toddler items next.
Stay tuned.
You haven't noticed, I'm already packing up
back
here.
He's already cut us off the air. We've just been talking for 10 minutes.
Rick, thanks for coming in.
No, thank you,
Rick.
Thanks,
Rick.
Thank you.
Good luck.
I just would like to be
we
considered
got that.
Future.
Yeah, most definitely.
I like this.
Most definitely.
Gifts.
Yeah, you guys are great.
You were a welcome addition to the show.
Hold on. Wait. Oh, hey. Kevin said a couple of your cheerleader girls are outside. Did they hear the show and they're outside waiting for him?
What?
Hold on, I'll go check.
But thanks, thanks, Rick. Good luck with
little
Drew.
I think the
Drew.
Easiest way for him to get back on the show would be to bring them with him
to
do the show.
Oh.
Balls in your court, Rick. All right, that's our show. Jeff, Jim, thank you again. Rick, good luck with little Drew.
Thank you.
And we'll be back next week after a win. And we'll see you next week on Shop Talk.
PatriotsProShop.com.
This is Shop Talk on American Airlines Patriots.com radio.